Amen. All righty. Well, hey, how many guys, amongst other things going wrong, it seems, in our country today, but how many guys realize that our educational system, John, is going down the tubes? You notice that? I mean, think about it. It wasn't that long ago, you wouldn't think. I mean, we used to be more towards the top of the list. It seems like now we are scraping the barrel in our public educational system. And in fact, if you want proof, and by the way, these are not jokes. These are actually recorded responses. I'm going to share with you some actual high school student analogies from here in America, from our current school system. And you tell me if we need to start homeschooling or something. Okay? These are crazy, man. Watch this. Right? Her face was a perfect oval, like a circle that had its two sides gently compressed by a thigh master. I guess it works. You know, that's the analogies you're getting today. Hey, from the attic came an unearthly howl. The whole scene had this eerie, surreal quality. Like when you're on vacation in another city and Jeopardy comes on at 7 instead of 7:30. Whoa. Hey, John and Mary had never met. They were like two hummingbirds who had also never met. That's profound. Hey, she had a deep, throaty, genuine laugh. Like that sound a dog makes just before it throws up. They're actually writing this in school today. Hey, he was lame as a duck. Not a metaphorical lame duck either, but a real duck that was actually lame. Maybe from stepping on a landmine or something. Because that happens all the time. Okay. She grew on him like she was a colony of E. coli, and he was room temperature Canadian beef. I guess it gets your point across. Hey, the little boat gently drifted across the pond exactly the way a bowling ball wouldn't. Let that sink in for a minute there. Bump, bump. Thank you, Connie. And that's right. Her eyes twinkled like the mustache of a man with a cold. Ugh. That's effective, though. That's a good analogy. My all-time favorite's this one. Hey, when she tried to sing, it sounded like a walrus giving birth to farm equipment. Turn to somebody and say, it's time to homeschool. You know what I'm saying? Those are some horrible... I can't believe it, man. Horrible analogies, okay? Learn how to describe something to get your point across, okay? But believe it or not, folks, I came across an analogy that is totally spot on. You don't need to redo this one at all, okay? And can anybody guess who it's from? Rhymes with Jesus. Always the safe answer in church services. Hey, that's right. It is Jesus. And here's what his analogy is. It's about the seven-year tribulation. He says this. It's no joke. It's going to be the worst time in the history of mankind. So horrible that unless God shortened the time frame, i.e. kept it to just 7 years, the entire human race would be destroyed. That's a spot-on analogy. That's what's really coming. And this is why, folks, we've been in our study, the final countdown, tribulation rising. God's not just a God of wrath. He is going to have the last word on evil and suffering. He is going to wrap up all this baloney and junk that we're seeing going on right now, the New World Order and all these guys' plans, the global cabal and all. He's going to wrap it all up. But he's going to pour out his wrath for 7 years on this planet, okay? But he's not just a God of wrath. He's a God of love as well. He's made a way out through Jesus Christ. Isn't that phenomenal? Okay? And he wants us to tell other people there's a way out too, and they need to respond before it's too late. So we're going to continue in our study, signs that it's getting close. We don't know the exact day or the hour, okay, but we know it's getting close of the final countdown, tribulation rising. The first one, of course, we saw was a 20-week study, the Jewish people and the Antichrist, okay? Then we did a 16-week study on modern technology, and hard on the heels of that is what we've been on for the last 22 times. Who's counting? That's right, Pastor Bobby, I am. That's right, is the AI invasion. And what we saw 2,600 years ago, the Bible talked about in the book of Daniel that there was, how do you know you live in the last days? How do you know you live in the end of times, Daniel says? You're going to see a massive increase of knowledge, a knowledge explosion. That's not only happening, but even the secularists are agreeing. They don't call it the end of days or the end of time. They call it singularity, where AI robots are going to take over and destroy the planet. Okay, and that's coming from the secular community. So we begin to see, well, how did this happen? This was prophesied 2,600 years ago. How did it happen? Well, there's a race for AI, and we're going to see that again with the military today. That no matter how bad it gets, folks, they just keep saying this is what's going to happen, and there's no turning back, okay? Then we took a look at the definition of AI, the types of AI, the history, the big data, the makers of AI, and the last oodles of time is the future of AI. The future is not looking good, folks, just like God warned about, okay? It's going to lead to the end of time, okay? And the future we saw is happening, AI is taking over on a global basis in business, finance, convenience, agriculture, communication, education, medical, transportation, criminal investigation, and then last time, part one of the military. And what we saw is, I don't think it's by chance, if you take a look at the book of Revelation, which I highly recommend, because it's in the Bible, you're supposed to read all of it, okay, certainly in these days, but I don't think it's by chance the wars that are mentioned there. I think that the wars that are mentioned there have everything to do with, believe it or not, the development of artificial intelligence, okay? And what we saw there is the Bible is very clear that in the seven-year tribulation, there's going to be a massive amount of people dying, and dare I say, without nuclear warfare. So do we have the technology for that? Absolutely. AI is taking that over right now with AI unmanned vehicles, AI miniaturized vehicles, AI militarized animals. What are those beasts? Revelation 6, that one-fourth of the earth is going to be taken out. Not saying thus saith the Lord, could be natural beasts. Very well. But when you take a look at these robotic AI things that are equipped with weaponry, bugs, insects, you name it, it starts to make you wonder. But we left off with the big cliffhanger last time, and that's this one. The fourth way AI is taking over the militaries, and it's not just ours, folks, it's all around the world, is militarized men. And what I'm talking about, folks, I'm not joking, actual Terminator robots. Hollywood is preparing for us what is happening right now as we sit here, and I believe it could very well have to do with another war mentioned in the seven-year tribulation. This time, the book of Revelation chapter 9. Open your Bibles, Revelation chapter 9. Let's take a look, verses 1 through 16. And, of course, Revelation written by the Apostle John nearly 2,000 years ago. We're going to be dealing with the trumpet judgments. And in the chronological order, you got the seal judgments, then you got the trumpet judgments, and then towards the very end, you got the bowl judgments, the return of Jesus Christ, the second coming, right? We're up in heaven during this time because we are raptured prior to the seven-year tribulation, but we come back with Jesus, Revelation 19, at his second coming at the end. But here we see the trumpet judgments, Revelation 9, 1 through 16. Let's take a look at what God has to say. And you tell me, folks, when you take a look at this, no wonder Jesus says, take the way out now. You don't want to be here. And again, this is after the seals, right? But let's take a look. Revelation chapter 9 and verse 1 says, there's a fifth angel sounded his trumpet, and I saw a star that had fallen from the sky to the earth. The star was given the key to the shaft of the abyss. And when he opened the abyss, the smoke from it rose like the smoke from a gigantic furnace. The sun and the sky were darkened by the smoke from the abyss, and out of the smoke locusts came down upon the earth and were given power like that of scorpions of the earth. They were told not to harm the grass of the earth or any plant or tree, but only those who did not have the seal of God on their foreheads. They were not given power to kill them, but listen, only to torture them for 5 months. And listen, and the agony they suffered was that of a sting of a scorpion when it strikes a man. And during those days, listen, men will seek death, but will not find it. They will long to die, but death will elude them. How many guys would say that's a bad time? You don't want to be there. And it gets even worse as you go. These locusts, they look like horses prepared for battle. And on their heads, they wore something like crowns of gold. And their faces resembled human faces. Their hair was like a woman's hair. Their teeth were like lion's teeth. Don't take this lady out on a date. Okay? As soon as she smiles, the gig is up. Right? No, I'm just kidding. But hey, this is, ooh, wow. And it gets worse. They have breastplates like the breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wings was like thundering of many horses and chariots rushing into battle. And they had tails and stings like scorpions. And their tails had the power to torment people for 5 months. Again, they get them coming and going. And there had a king over them, the angel of the abyss, and whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon and Greek Apollyon, which means destroyer, leashed upon the planet at this time. Again, how many guys would say it's pretty bad? It's going to get worse. And that's what he says. The first woe was past. Two other woes are yet to come. You ain't seen nothing yet. The sixth angel sounded his trumpet, and I heard a voice coming from the horns of the golden altar that's before God. It said to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who were bound at the great river Euphrates. And the four angels who had been released and kept ready for this very hour and day and month and year. Now, what does that tell you right there? It's exactly on time according to whose time? God's time. Who's in control even over the seven-year tribulation? It ain't Satan and it's not man, it's God. Everything happens according to his time frame. And so they were released to kill what? A third of mankind. And then listen, the number of the mounted troops was 200 million. I heard their number. You may be seated if you can. But again, that's a huge army. As we saw last time, 200 million. I mean, right now, the stats are, if you don't count the reserves, China's got supposedly a standing army of 2.8 million. We here in the U.S. got 1.3 million. Russia's got about another million. But you put all those together, that's a drop in the bucket to 200 million. How could you come up with a 200 million man army? I don't know. Anybody ever see that? I'm not going to say that, saith the Lord. But did you ever see the Star Wars movie, the Clone Wars, whatever? And they just cranked out those robot-looking warriors and by the truckloads and dumped them all over the... Good thing that's not going to happen. Yeah, we're just getting started. But here's my point, folks, as we saw last week and now this week, this is no wonder Jesus said, take the way out now. You need to get saved. If the Spirit of God is prompting you, be obedient and be blessed. Right? You don't want to be here. It's the worst time in the history of mankind. The seal judgment we saw, 1/4 of the earth is going to be annihilated. Now we see in the trumpet judgment, we still ain't got the bowls yet, but now at the trumpet judgment, another 1/3 of the planet. You add all that together, if it's current statistics, it's about half the planet. 3.6 billion people are going to die in just these two wars. Okay? And again, I'm sitting there going, well, could you pull this off? Could you pull off a 200 million man army somehow, some way? Could you annihilate so many people in such a short amount of time without using nuclear warfare? Yeah. When you take a look at what AI is doing with the military. Again, not just with unmanned vehicles, miniaturized vehicles, militarized animals, but militarized men. And folks, they really are not coming, already here, have developed and created Terminator robot soldiers around the world, not just our own military. And pretty soon they're saying the wars that are going to be fought on the planet, they're going to look just like this movie. Let's take a look. Thing that's just a movie. Not anymore. These things are actually not being built, already built. And we're going to see the proof of that today. And this is what I call, this is my crone theory. Antichrist got everything figured out, right? Because we're getting pretty close, folks, to him pulling off his little kingdom here. If you are paying attention at all to current events, hello. Okay, and again, we lead prior at the rapture, but man, things are lining up. But how are you going to annihilate so many people so fast? Well, we saw AI has already taken over the military fighting equipment, every piece you can think of, from, you know, in the air, on the ground, in the water, under the water. Then you're mimicking nature, insects, flying animals, all kinds of things. Even animals, cheetahs and kangaroos and all that stuff we saw last time, putting weapons on. But they're building what I call the cleanup crew. In case they don't get you in the air, in the ground, the water, when these people in the seven-year tribulation try to run and flee and hide or escape these wars, they're involved in these wars, these things are going to be leashed on the ground, and they're going to clean things up, so to speak, okay? And that's what I think. In fact, they're being called, literally, listen, the new future soldier. It's not just our military. It's militaries around the world. I keep belaboring that point, folks. And they're saying, we don't need humans for anything anymore. It's a whole new way of warfare. Not only going to, we don't need humans to fly the planes or drive the submarines or the boats or the jeeps, the supply vehicles, you name it. We don't even need humans to be soldiers anymore, okay? Now, let me give you some of that proof, okay? This article here, 4 ways to global defenses forces using AI. So it mentions 4 ways. And in this article, it doesn't just tag AI in drones, AI in systems and awareness systems, in AI in robot security. But this article says, 2 on the list, and I quote, robot soldiers for combat. That's what they're developing with AI. And they go on to say this, while drones help in guarding aerial zones, quote, robots can be deployed on land to assist in ground operations. These highly intelligent robots designed with strategic goals add a cutting edge technology to the defense sector. With advancements in machine learning, i.e. AI, okay, and robot building, scientists have succeeded, quote, in building bipedal humanoid robots, Terminators, to execute a variety of search and rescue options, as well as, quote, assist during combat. And listen to this. Envision again the Star Wars Clone Wars, crank them out by the truckloads, robots, soldiers, quote, robot fleets is their term. Robot fleets, okay, like soldier units, will carry out collaborated armed activities using multiple techniques. They are self-reliant, adaptable, which contributes to their ability to make decisions swiftly and competently. In other words, they're doing it on their own. They're doing it independently. Okay, and folks, I'm telling you, they want these things as human as possible to be completely independent like an actual human soldier. Now, the way that they're doing that, they've developed for years. In fact, as far as I've seen, as far back as 2007, DARPA, and we're familiar with DARPA many times, the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, who makes the military candy for our military, but again, around the world, they've been developing these things called neuromorphic chips. Okay, and that's just basically a fancy word to a microchip processor that mimics the human cortex, the brain. It's basically a brain chip that they're popping into these things. In fact, they even admit, quote, researchers are today putting these brain chips into drones. And they say, quote, it sounds like something out of a science fiction movie. Turn to somebody and say, well, duh. Okay, but let's take a look at these actual neuromorphic brain chips. Not coming. Already developed, that they're popping into these guys. Let's take a look at that.
Traditional computing rests on this basic idea of you have two computing elements, a CPU and a memory. And neuromorphic computing is throwing that out and starting from a completely different point on the architectural spectrum.
Our own brains are remarkable in what they can do. We're simply trying to learn from what our brains, the brains of animals, can do to make systems that are smarter and more efficient.
What we're looking for is to connect all of the neurons in the chip much like we would with an actual brain. So neuromorphic computing is basically the concept that we're going to simulate the brain in silicon.
Neuromorphic computing will show up where they find an application that benefits from being able to embed the intelligence into a device, initially in areas of robotics, autonomous vehicles, where the power and the size and the adaptability are really beneficial.
There's a number of different ways it can go, and we can see it filling out the whole extent of machine learning as people have envisioned.
Just like your brain, it's going to connect up neurons to get together
and make a real difference in the industry and for the world.
Yeah, and did you catch that? Not just for the bipedal robots. They said all aspects. So you want to put these brain chips now in the AI airplanes and all the other AI controls? What's that going to do? They're completely independent. And then we saw last time they got that swarm technology where they can use their own apparently AI chip brains to talk to that other AI chip brain and work together and swarm their prey. And folks, this is crazy. It's not coming. It's stuff that they've already been building for quite some time. And again, my research, at least as far back as 2007. And if you're going to admit this in the public, what's the general rule? What do you got out there that we don't even know? That would freak us out if you told us. We're at least 30, 40, 50 years behind the technology. I'm convinced, okay? Just like the Terminator movies. Now, you might think, well, they're still quite a long ways off. I mean, these things, you know, Terminator, surely there's still at the stage where it's like, danger, danger, Will Robinson. That's the best we can come up with today, right? No, we've come a long way since that. Okay, in fact, let me give you, we've seen some of these before in other studies. Let me give you a couple of the earlier, these are the earlier versions. Wait till you see the later ones, but watch how far they've already come with this Terminator robot technology. Let's take a look. Thank you. Now, I don't know if you heard that, but I think he said, "I'll be back." Nuts. That's the old versions, folks. And they got big plans for these guys. I'll show you the new ones here in a second. But let me just share with you some articles. They're still out there, folks. Sounds crazy, but they're saying right now, here in the U.S., these robots may replace 1/4 of U.S. combat soldiers by 2030. Okay, this is big plans for this. And here's the rationale. They say, unlike human soldiers, they got no fear. They don't whine. They don't complain. They do what they're told every single time. It's also a finance issue. They say they're cheaper. Quote, training, feeding, and supplying humans at war is pricey. And then after soldiers leave service, there's a lifetime of medical care to cover. So it's the perfect soldier, right? You don't have to worry about it. They always do what they're told. They don't whine, complain. They don't need a nap. They don't need food, maybe. We'll get to that in a second. Wait till you see what Putin's saying about these things. But that's the rationale. And they say they can only be fitted with machine guns, but grenade launchers and lethal weapons. And they're not coming. They're already here. Woohoo! Let's go. Let's leave in peace now. Well, if you're a Christian, you should. It says this. The army has already, listen, their direct quote, the army already has robot warriors on hand. And in October, the army tested multiple, listen, remote-controlled gun-firing robots. Now, these things are getting so sophisticated. What you just saw, that's chump change. That's years ago. The robots now are getting so sophisticated, these Terminator soldier robot things, they actually can dance together in unison doing the mashed potato. Show you in a second. And then Russia has admitted, and again, if they admit this in public, what do you really got behind the scenes? Russia highlighted their latest Terminator robot. They give them a name. It's called Fedor, F-E-D-O-R. Okay, check it out. And this guy can not only do push-ups, he could drive a Jeep all by himself, and he fires guns in both hands, and he never misses his target. Watch this.
You broke my heart, 'cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
Okay, now turn to somebody and say, hasta la vista, baby, because that's where we're headed. That's what you admit you got in public. What do you really have that we have no clue? Now, speaking of Russia, Putin, of course, again, we're not the only country doing this. A whole new way of warfare, they're saying, is coming to the planet, and I believe a lot of this is going to happen in the seven-year tribulation, and explains a lot of those texts. But Putin's making a lot of interesting statements about these soldiers, okay? And first of all, back up to the genetic modified soldier, which is a whole other issue. If you aren't aware of that technology, you need to get our documentary, Hybrid Super Soldiers, and the coming genetic apocalypse. We expose that. But even that, he says that this kind of technology, including the genetic altering technology, like creating Captain America in soldiers, it's worse than a nuclear bomb. Remember this video?
Значит, что человек приобретает возможность влезать в генетический код, созданный или природой, или люди с религиозными взглядами говорят Господом Богом. Последствия практически какие из этого могут наступить? Это значит, что уже можно это представить, даже не очень теоретически, а уже можно практически представить, что человек может создавать человека с заданными характеристиками. Это может быть гениальный математик, это может быть гениальный музыкант, но может быть и военный, человек, который может воевать без страха и без чувства сострадания и сожаления, и без боли. То есть, вы понимаете, человечество может вступить, и, скорее всего, вступит в ближайшее время, в очень сложный и очень ответственный период своего развития и существования. И вот то, о чем я сейчас сказал, может быть страшнее ядерной бомбы.
Well, you just learned your first official Russian word today, "bomba." Worse than a nuclear bomb. Wow, can you imagine putting together these fetters, these Terminator robots on the ground? Then maybe what you do in the seven-year tribulation, you also genetically modify soldiers to create them with superhuman crazy strength and stuff like Captain America and stuff. And can you imagine releasing those on people? You know what people would do, my opinion? They would drop like flies with heart attacks. You know what Luke says? That's exactly what's going to happen in the seven-year tribulation. It's going to be so scary to people that they're literally going to have heart attacks and die. So, not saying thus saith the Lord, but you start putting it all together. No wonder it's such a freaky, scary time. Now, that's what he said about the genetic modified soldiers. Let's go back to the robot soldiers. Okay, he also shared a concern that these soldiers would not only have no fear, no pain, no compassion. Okay, this could be worse than a nuclear bomb, but he's afraid that these robot ones, quote, could eat humans. Oh yeah, that sounds like something straight out of a comic book, but it's actually still in print, and I will show it with you. Vladimir Putin fears robots will one day eat humans. Well, you got to have some sort of a supply to keep yourself energized as a robot. Quote, last month, Putin revealed that he's afraid humans in the future will be hunted down and eaten alive by, quote, flesh-munching robots. And they even admit, quote, Putin's comments are reminiscent of the Terminator movie franchise, where mass-killing cyborgs rebel against their human creators and take over the world. Turn to somebody and say, well, duh, part two. Okay, that's crazy. And then remember what he said. He said, the nation that leads in AI will be what? The ruler of the world. I wonder why. Who's going to compete against that army? Whoever gets that kind of an army in the first place. And they say, again, this is what is happening all around the world. Okay? Now, and again, it's not just me, Pastor Billy doing some weird study again. The secular community, folks, admit, they know that I'm not the only one privy to this knowledge. It's out there in print. And so the secular community is saying, man, what are we doing here? These aren't even Christians. And even they can say, this is the dumbest thing. What are we doing? This is nuts. This is Terminator, right? In fact, in print, it's all over the place. They're saying this, protect civilians, stop killer robots. And they're trying to put out bans there. Scientists all around the world, hundreds of them, are saying, please stop this. This is dumb. But you ain't going to stop it, folks, because militaries are in it, and you got to beat the military. Remember, it's the new Cold War. So whoever's going to build the biggest, baddest AI army, whatever, there's no turning back. It's heading toward a bad scenario, just like God said. And they say, once you push humans out of the life and death decisions, you are in a major problem. If humans become fully autonomous, humans won't have a deciding role in missions that kill. Exactly. But that's not stopping them. They really are envisioning creating these militaries, these robot militaries, and it's not ours, around the world. It's just like the science fiction movies, right? Here's a picture from Australia. You're saying, Australia? Yeah, Australia. Everybody's getting in on this. Every major developed country is turning their military towards this direction. This is a picture. This is what Australia is envisioning their military is going to look like here soon. Looks like something out of Star Wars Clone Wars. In fact, speaking of which, this is from China. China and their military, they even have a holographic battle systems where, as you can see here, you sit at a deal. And you ever see that movie Endgame? All right, and they fought the battle with these holograms. They had all the armies, and they fought them with air and moved. That's what China has already built to control this military, as you can see there. And again, that's just a scene from the Clone Wars. That's what they did. It's like somebody's following a script there. That's not all. Russia, this was back in 2014. They said they are building a military drone base 420 miles off the Alaskan coast. Well, that's not good. Right, and then China's built so many of them, they're selling to other countries like France, Germany, Italy, Turkey, England, India, Israel, Iran, Pakistan, and it's growing. In fact, back in 2014, they predicted, quote, every country will have armed drones within 10 years. And I quote, it's too late for you to do anything about it. That's a direct quote in your face. It's going to happen. Okay, but there's one last thing, speaking of the Terminator movies, right? So that's all the technology, unmanned aerial vehicles, animals, Terminator robots, apparently it's all here. But there's one thing. You needed a super AI that controlled all that AI military around the world. I mean, so sure, we're not building that too, are we? Yeah. But let's first remind ourselves of that fateful day in that movie when they let AI take over control of all the AI military equipment. How did that go? Let's take a look.
Brewster.
We're hoping here you've got some kind of solution for us.
I know what you're looking for, sir, but Skynet is not ready for a system-wide connection.
That's not what your civilian counterparts over there just told me. They say we can stop this virus. Now, I understand there's a certain amount of performance anxiety over there, but your boys are saying that if we plug Skynet into all of our systems, it'll squash this thing like a bug and give me back control of my military.
Mr. Chairman, I need to make myself very clear. If we uplink now, Skynet will be in control of your military.
But you'll be in control of Skynet, right?
That is correct, sir.
Then do it.
Sir? Shall I?
No. It's my job now.
Skynet defense system.
We're in.
Now activated.
We're past the firewalls, local defense nets, Minutemen, and subs. Skynet fully operational, processing at 60 teraflops a second.
Sir, it should take less than a minute to find the virus and kill it.
All access inquiries to your supervisor.
Let's pray to God this works.
Skynet defense system now activated.
Power failure?
No. I don't know what it is.
Tony, what is going on?
Daddy!
Kitty, what are you doing here?
Get away from him! Get away! Watch out!
We have to shut down Skynet. Where's the system core? Somewhere in this building?
Skynet, the virus has infected Skynet.
Skynet is the virus. It's the reason everything's falling apart.
Skynet has become self-aware. In 1 hour, it will initiate a massive nuclear attack on its enemy.
What enemy?
Us! Humans!
Good thing that was a movie, too. I mean, it's one thing to create AI military equipment, let AI run itself and these brain chips and all this stuff, but you're not going to build an AI system that's going to control all the AI around the world, are you? Yeah. In fact, the one system in our own country, it's called Project Maven. This is 2018, Project Maven to deploy computer algorithms, i.e. AI, to war zone by the year's end. That was 2018. The U.S. Department of Defense Project Maven initiative is on target to bring artificial intelligence to war zones by the end of 2018, so it's already in play. Apparently, officials say they want computers to be capable of explaining their decisions to military commanders. Why? Because injecting AI into more of America's weaponry is a means of competing better with Russian and Chinese military forces. They're doing it, so we better do it too. And we need AI to outdo their AI. We need AI to predict what they're going to do and then outpredict their step. And we need to be 4 steps ahead of their 3 steps so we can get win. This is the escalation that's going on. So believe it or not, you call it Project Maven, whatever. I don't know what the other countries are calling their systems, but they're building Skynet. So it's not just all these AI, military options, soldiers, vehicles, you name it. They're also doing the AI to control it all at the same time. Now, the concern is, obviously, you hope it doesn't turn on you like the movies. Like this guy shares. Watch this.
All right, the Pentagon is looking to move towards artificial intelligence as a central plank of America's national security. Just this week, the DOD released an unclassified version of its new AI strategy for the new millennium. So here to discuss, legal and media analyst Lionel of Lionel Media, my purveyor of AI news. Lionel, you're shaking your head already. I haven't begun, but I know you've got a lot to say about this topic. But do you think AI has really come far long enough to entrust national security on it?
You kill me. You kill me.
I gotta ask.
Has it come along? Well, it is the... Let's go back to square one. Let's don't say robots. And you and I have done this a million times.
Yes.
But for those who've just joined this foray into intellectual, the circus that we involve in, don't think robot. Robots are cute. Robot, you program the robot.
Right.
The robot does what you want to do. Okay. Artificial intelligence programs itself.
Mm-hmm.
And programs you. So when you have a welding tool in a factory, that's great for robots. If you have something that serves food to military personnel, that's one thing. But Manila, if we have a weapon system that is going to decide when it engages in the enemy, who the enemy is, how it should react, for how long and where, I want you to imagine putting into this AI matrix, this algorithm, morality, consideration, history, diplomacy, this notion of anger, politics, how it will look. How do you do that? And what artificial intelligence wants to do, no matter what it is to extricate itself from your control. And everybody talks, since Asimov and Heinlein,
right,
you name it, we've talked about this horror. What happens, Manila, when we say, I can't turn this thing off? I can't.
Right.
How can you protect us from that?
What, especially, as you said, this is going to decide for the Pentagon in the future of when to drop this bomb, when for this drone to take off and bomb a village.
This is the scariest thing, and nobody's sounding the alarm. Nobody is saying, wait a minute. AI is one thing for dating apps and home,
sure,
or whatever it is. But warfare? And as we always say, Manila, what could go wrong?
Not coming. Already here. Hardly anybody's talking about it, but this is what's going on behind the scenes. It's crazy. Now, if you're wondering, how in the world did they get there? Now, there's a couple key players. Shocker, as has been seen throughout our AI gigantoid study. You got big tech, not just militaries, big tech is involved in AI. Well, believe it or not, there's been a merger with big tech with the military. And this Project Maven for the U.S., the first ones to help them out was Google. Shocker. Okay, and let's take a look at that real quick.
Tech giant Google says it will continue selling technology to the Pentagon despite the recent pushback against the military use of artificial intelligence. One America's Christian Rose explains.
Military and security agencies in the US, Russia and China are ramping up their artificial intelligence capabilities for the purposes of advanced warfare and mass surveillance. This comes as tech giant Google said it would continue working with the Pentagon in pursuit of lucrative government contracts for weaponization of AI.
Simplest example that gets talked about is, you know, one day these AI systems are super intelligent, they are more intelligent than humans, and so they have their own free will, if you will, and they're optimizing for something else, and they may make decisions which aren't necessarily to the benefit of humanity.
Really? What in the world is Google doing building an AI system for the military? Well, but if you're familiar that, you know, to their credit, wink, wink, they eventually backed out of this because supposedly, the story goes, their employees were freaking out. I don't want to use my talents to build AI to kill people. And so Google did back off. They initially were the forerunners that backed off. And then Microsoft steps in and finishes the deal. Right, Microsoft sells Pentagon AI and other advanced technologies. So you think, well, Google is a good guy after all. I mean, don't you remember their slogan, don't be evil? Yeah, if you believe that, I got some swamp land. I'm going to sell you up to the service. Okay, so that's what they do. No. After, get this is crazy. After Google stopped helping the U.S. military build AI to control the military, they begin to build their own. Google, quote, is Google building a robot army? Yeah, because this one says Google patent envisions cloud of control of army of robots. And then this one says Google has patented the ability to control a robot army. Well, so much for don't be evil. This is crazy, right? So maybe that was it. Maybe that was just the experiment to see what you were going to do. Let's first work with the military and work out some bugs, and then we're going to go do our own. This is crazy. Is what's going on here, okay? But this is all in print. It's all out there, okay? And as we saw before with Google, we saw they admitted that their search engine wasn't about search engine. It was about building a data center to create AI. Remember that? Okay, and they also, it's still in print, that they quote, Google wants to be like the mind of God. So what's going on here? If people don't obey your version of a God, you're going to have your own military to punish them or something? Well, it's just crazy. And this is why they're saying, you know what? We don't know who's going to develop Skynet first, but at this rate, maybe it's going to be Google before the military. Watch this.
The Skynet funding bill is passed. The system goes online on August 4th, 1997. It becomes self-aware at 2:14 a.m. Eastern Time.
Remember Skynet? That artificial intelligence system from the Terminator series? You know, it gets too powerful and tries to wipe out the human race. Sounds far-fetched. Well, Skynet may not be as far-fetched as we think.
Google processes a billion web searches every day. Here's a few of the things Google wants to own: your phone, your email, your computer, and your entire digital life. Building an empire on your street, on your phone, in your DNA.
It seems the startup stage for Nest Labs is over because Google has bought the company for $3.2 billion.
They want you to categorize your day: when I wake up, when I leave for work, when I get home from work, when I go to bed.
Am I alone and feeling a little uncomfortable about this?
One, two, three.
Balloons communicate with specialized internet antennas on the ground. We're using all of these things to build this network in the sky.
For several years, Google has made driverless technology. One analyst estimates that by 2035, there will be close to 12 million self-driving cars on the road.
What exactly is Google X?
It would be tempting to call Google X Google's research lab, where, you know, the smartest computer scientists are looking at the next generation of Google products.
You also make a reference that it's kind of like the Manhattan Project, where, you know, they developed the first atomic bomb. It also sounds like it could be a little scary.
Google and NASA have teamed up to share one of the world's first commercial quantum computers, therefore bringing about a quantum leap in terms of power.
Let's get to the Google robot. Let's start with what would be the brain of the robot, and that is DeepMind.
DeepMind can be described as a world-class, groundbreaking technology to build powerful and general-purpose learning algorithms.
So critical thinking.
Exactly. Yeah. Critical thinking.
Google Incorporated said that it is acquiring satellite company Skybox Imaging for $500 million in cash.
And here's a sample of what Google's going to get. The company takes high-res images and video of a given area.
What do you guys think about Google owning the skies and the ground?
Why is Google gobbling up robotics companies? The search engine giant has just acquired a company that designs robots for the U.S. Department of Defense.
Yeah, the gates are closing in on us. Somebody's going to build it. Maybe it's going to be Google first. Maybe it'll be our military. Maybe somebody else's military. But folks, they're saying that we are, and this is in print from the military, we are headed for a doomsday scenario. It's like the Cold War. It's just, fortunately we made it out without people doing nukes, but I don't know if we're going to escape this one. And they're saying it's a doomsday decision what we're doing. Quote, AI-empowered systems could sooner or later find themselves in a position to launch atomic weapons just like Skynet. And they're saying, so stop this madness. No battle advantage is worth global human annihilation. Quote, so maybe we should think twice about giving some future militarized version of Alexa the power to launch a machine-made Armageddon. In fact, folks, the military, the think tanks are actually even saying this. I hate to spoil your day, but AI could lead to a nuclear war by 2040. It's imprint. Right? I think we're going to be out of here before that. Lord willing, can't set a date. Thus saith the Lord. But they're saying this is what we are headed for. Okay? But I love how they reassure you. They throw that out there, but then they say, but don't worry, all this technology we just saw today, this is not how Skynet begins. Really? Don't you feel better now? I just feel so rested. This is amazing. All right? And listen to this. When asked directly if Project Maven is the first step towards Skynet, this is the direct quote. How's this for assurance? I certainly hope not. Wow, we're in trouble. In fact, folks, this is what we're flirting with on the planet with all this technology put together. Let's take a look at this.
Before they died, my parents told me stories of how the world once was. What it was like long before I was born. Before the war with the machines. They remembered a green world. Vast and beautiful. Filled with laughter. And hope for the future. But it's a world I never knew. By the time I was born, all this was gone. Skynet. A computer program designed to automate missile defense. It was supposed to protect us, but that's not what happened. August 29th, 1997, Skynet woke up and decided all humanity was a threat to its existence. had used our own bombs against us. 3 billion people died in the nuclear fire. Survivors called it Judgment Day.
God called it the 7-year tribulation. Why is he coming back? Well, because he said he would, and he's true to his word, number one. Number two, because he's going to have the last word on evil and suffering. He's going to put all this baloney down. He's going to set up his reign of righteousness through Jesus Christ. But I'm also convinced that if he didn't, and he allowed AI to get its way, we'd be headed for that kind of annihilation. Folks, this is all prophesied 2,600 years ago so that we would be equipped for this day. And that's why Jesus said of that time frame, the 7-year tribulation, for then there will be what? Great distress, unequaled from the beginning of the world until now, never to be unequaled again. If those days had not been cut short, no one would survive, but for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened. You know what our response should be? We need to listen to Jesus Christ. He said, when these things take place, what do? You freak out and run to the hills? No, you don't. Christian, you need to get excited. We don't know the day nor the hour, but I believe a lot of these events are going to culminate in the 7-year tribulation. We leave prior. This technology explains so many things that are going on in that time frame that we're not a part of. So we don't know the day nor the hour, but when we see the technology here today ready to be unleashed, that means our departure is that much sooner. So we need to finish strong. One thing that I like about that movie scene, if you will, as graphic as it was the lady had pre-knowledge and was trying to warn people of what was coming before Judgment Day come. That should be our mindset. God has let us known for 2,600 years that this is coming. And it's not a time to be self-preservation and just worry about yourself and me, myself, and I, the unholy Trinity. We need to, in love, even if they don't listen, at least try. Give them a fighting chance. Tell them there's a way out. We know what's coming. They can mock, they can scoff, but at least you tried. That's how we should spend our days. And if you're here today, man, I don't know how much more ways God's got to shake you up. You need to get saved. Take God up on his offer. Ask Jesus Christ to forgive you of all of your sins. The Bible says if you confess him as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the grave, you will be saved. Do that now. Don't go there. Don't go there. Don't be left behind. Amen. Well, hi, this is Billy Crone of Get a Life Ministries, and I hope you were blessed with this study. But in closing, let me ask you one final question. If you were to die today, are you sure that you go to heaven and not hell? Before you answer that, let me share a couple things that the Bible says. Did you know that the Bible says that God is holy and that we are not? And the wages of our sin or unholiness is death? In other words, we deserve to die and go straight to hell and be separated from God for all eternity. This is the great cosmic dilemma. God, who is holy and we are not, how can we have a relationship with him? The two will never mix. Now, to make matters worse, we don't even want to admit this, even though God already knows he's God. And so God, out of love, gave us something called the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments were not something to just memorize or stick on your wall or give the appearance of being a religious person. The Ten Commandments were God's divine x-ray, if you will, into our heart and soul to reveal this truth that we need to admit. And that is this, that God is holy and that we are not. We are disqualified for heaven. So let's take a look at that divine x-ray that God's trying to get us to realize. The Ten Commandments, the ninth one says, you shall not bear false witness. That's lying. Okay. How many guys have ever told a lie? Raise your hand. Okay. Well, if you didn't raise your hand, you just did. You just told a lie because we've all done that. Well, that makes us a liar. Another Ten Commandment says that you shall not steal. Don't ever take anything without permission. How many of you guys have ever done that? Well, you guys already said you're a bunch of liars. All of our hands should have went up on that one. And for being honest, God already knows. Folks, we've all taken something. We've stolen something, right? That makes us a thief. Another Ten Commandments says that you shall not use the Lord's name in vain. He's not just holy. Even his name is holy. Hey, folks, let's be honest. If you can believe it, even the name of Jesus Christ has been turned into a common cuss word. Well, the Bible says that's a sin of blasphemy. Now we're a blasphemer. The Bible says you shall not commit adultery. And Jesus said, here's his standard. Even if you look at another person with lust in your eye, you committed adultery in your heart. Wow, so now we're an adulterer. The Bible says you shall not murder. And you might think, well, hey, at least I haven't done that one. Really? Again, the Bible says that the sin of hatred, wishing somebody was dead, okay, that's the same thing. It's akin to the sin of murder. It's just you pulled the trigger in your heart, but God sees the heart. Hey, folks, that's just 5 out of 10. How are you doing? You still think you're going to get to heaven on your own? You still think that you're qualified, that you're holy like God, and you could bridge the gap and have a relationship with Him forever? I don't think so. I mean, what did we just see? You're going to stand before God, and so am I. We all are. And we're going to have to give an account for who we are. Hey, God, let me in. I'm a liar. I'm a thief. I'm a blasphemer. I'm an adulterer. I'm a murderer. And the scripture is very clear, folks. Such people as these will not inherit the kingdom of God. We're in trouble. But folks, here's the good news. The Bible says that if we would just admit that, that's the first step. To admit that God is holy, that I'm not, I'm disqualified for heaven, I need a Savior. If we would admit that and then ask for the Savior to save us. That's what God was doing with Jesus. God gave us His Son, Jesus Christ. He took the death penalty in our place so that we could be completely forgiven of everything we've ever done and be made holy through Jesus so that we can now have a relationship with God both here and now and forever in heaven. We can become qualified. The word that the Bible uses is a word called pardon, that God is willing to pardon us of all of our sins and crimes that we've committed against Him and disqualified us for heaven, right? And we've actually seen this work in real life. For instance, there's been people who have committed crimes, gone to court, the gavel's been passed, the judge has said, hey, listen, we all know you're guilty, you even admit you're guilty, and for your crimes, you're going to not just jail, you're going to await in jail to go to the death penalty. And did you know that there actually is a way that somebody could get off of death row? It's called a pardon. The one in the authority, the governor, can grant what's called a pardon for that person's crimes, and they literally can go free. Not because of something they did, because the deeds are already done, you can't undo it. Not because of they tried to clean up their act while they were stuck in the jail cell, because that doesn't change anything. But simply out of mercy, the person who has the authority can give them a pardon, and they can go free. And did you know it's actually on historical record that there have been people who have been granted a pardon from the death penalty and they've refused to take it? And so even though the offer was there to be set free, they themselves still had to go to the death penalty. Folks, in a nutshell, that's what God's doing every single day with all of us this side of heaven. While you still have breath, you still have an opportunity to receive God's pardon. He's willing to forgive you of all your sins if you would just receive His pardon through Jesus Christ. Again, that's what He was doing on the cross. The cross was the death penalty of the day. But since we weren't there, and since we can't earn it, it's a gift from God, you have to receive that by faith. Reach out even today from your own spiritual jail cell, if you will, and say yes to Jesus and God's pardon, so that you could be set free and go to heaven. The Bible says that if you will confess Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the grave, you will be saved. Hey, folks, if that's you, don't delay. You may not even have tomorrow. Today could be your last day. Please accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Confess with your mouth He is Lord. Believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the grave. And the Bible says you will be saved. Well, this has been Billy Crone of Get a Life Ministries. If there's anything that we could do for you, our information and number will come up here shortly. And please don't hesitate to contact us. But remember, I hope to see you in heaven. God bless.